What's up, guys? And I'm back after a really long hiatus, the last episode being November of 2021, and it is now October of 2023, but I'm back. And what I want to talk about particularly, I guess, in this episode, because I'm going to start putting out episodes every week, but I really want to talk about what happened. So when I first started this podcast, it was really just for me to have a way to voice how I feel and, you know, the things that I go through and talk about politics and, you know, talk about the things in the world and just have a platform. Whether people listened or whether people didn't listen, that was the whole point of the podcast. And what happened was it kind of turned into this, you know, I had a few guests on, you know, some family and friends, but most of the time I shot by myself. And I would talk about the things that mattered to me, right? Gun rights, the Constitution, you know, who's running the country, you know. And then what happened is coronavirus hit. And as I really watched this and paid attention to it and tried to understand it, you know, and all this stuff going on around it, I spoke out and I said, hey, you know, I don't think this is what it is, right? I think this is something else. I think this is more control, more of a control thing. And what happened when I spoke out about it was I got backlash from that. So YouTube started taking down my videos. So I used to record myself shooting these podcast episodes. And YouTube started taking them down and saying, you know, oh, you can't upload for a week or you can't upload for a month or, you know, you got two strikes, you know, we're going to delete your account. It was really a messy situation. And it really sucks that my right to freedom of speech didn't matter. And so, like everyone else who went through it kind of in this world, other than really big podcasts, you know, my stuff started getting censored. And I started uploading more and more to YouTube, and they would take it down. And finally, I said, you know what? I'm going to stop. So I'm going to stop doing it on YouTube. And I just started recording and then uploading it to the various platforms, you know, iHeartRadio, Spotify, you know, Apple Podcasts, things like that. And what I noticed was, you know, these other platforms were like, okay, everything's good. But then what I noticed was with Spotify, I would go on to see if my latest episode was uploaded correctly and it wouldn't be there. And so I thought, man, I don't know what's going on, right? It says it's uploaded correctly. All the feed is correct. And, you know, everything looks good, but it wasn't up there. Nothing was there. There was now no latest episode, right? So it was only old episodes. And I thought, man, I don't understand what's going on. I don't get it. And so I contacted Spotify. I sent an email to them and I said, hey, what's happening, right? The latest episodes of my podcast aren't being uploaded correctly. And they said, oh, it's your RSS feed, right? You need to talk to the company that you're using to distribute your episodes or distribute your podcast. And I said, what? I don't understand this, right? And we're talking over email at this point. So there's no phone call, right? So this is over email and I'm trying to understand. I'm like, well, everything is fine, right? When I go back and I look at connections and I look at RSS feeds and I look at all these things, everything was fine. Everything was perfect. There was no issues with it whatsoever, right? And so we went, you know, that was probably 10 emails back and forth talking about why my latest episodes aren't being uploaded, right? Why they're not showing up. And it was interesting because they wouldn't show up, right? And then 3 weeks later, you know, after I had recorded three or four episodes of the podcast, you know, one or two would show up, right? And then what happened is they all started showing up correctly. You know, after like a few months, everything started showing up correctly. And I was like, okay, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe it was the feed. Maybe there was something going on. Because going back and forth with Spotify wasn't doing anything. So everything was going fine for a few months. And I was releasing my episodes weekly. And then all of the sudden, I get an email from Spotify. And it doesn't really say much. It's just very vague. It just says, you know, like basically, hey, there's a problem with your podcast episode, so we had to take it down. Now, I've never received an email before ever from Spotify saying anything of that nature, right? Saying anything like, oh, sorry, we have to take this episode down because, and it was specifically taken down for, it was like abuse, threatening and abuse or something like that. And the particular episode was me talking about the coronavirus, and it was me talking about vaccines, and it was me talking about the state of the United States, right? Talking about this country. That's what it was about. And so I didn't understand it. So I sent an email and I said, hey, you know, what's going on? I don't understand this. I don't understand what's happening. Why did the episode get taken down? Like, I want to appeal this, as I don't feel that that was correct, right? I don't feel that it was correct that the episode was taken down. So Spotify doesn't respond, right? I don't get any response at all. I wait a week and no response. So I email again and I say, hey, this is the second time that I've emailed regarding so-and-so episode being taken down for abuse, and that that's threatening. I want to appeal this. I don't feel that it was threatening. I don't feel it was abusive. I feel that I was just using my constitutional right of freedom of speech and disagreeing with something that was put into effect, right, when it comes to mask mandates and things like that. And no response. No response, no response. And I give it this time, I give it about a week and a half or so. So probably about 10 business days. And I thought, okay, no response. So I email again. This is the third time that I email. And I don't know, maybe the third time's a charm. Maybe this is what it is, right? Maybe, like I said, the third time is a charm. So I email him again and I say, hey, I disagree with you taking my podcast episode down, right? This is my name. This is what episode it is. This is what podcast it is. And I get no response. I mean, I get nothing. Like, they completely ghost me on why they took the episode down. They send me an email and I'm just supposed to live with that. And at that point, I was kind of like, this is crazy. Like, this is insane. I'm not a giant podcaster. I didn't have this gigantic following. And I thought, this is absolutely insane, right? They're like taking my episode down for this small guy who lives in a small city, who has a very, very small following, but just wants to have a platform that he's able to use and speak his mind and how he feels and be able to get that out instead of, you know, holding it in. And, you know, and I got nothing. I literally got ghosted from a company that's much bigger and says, oh, we don't like it. We're going to take him down. Right? Or somebody on the platform listened and said, oh, this is ridiculous. This person shouldn't be able to say that. So we move forward, right? A couple of weeks later, I start to notice that some of my episodes are now no longer in existence on Spotify. So I uploaded some Fall of the Cabal stuff. And, you know, you could say some of it's conspiracy, you could say some of it's not, but it was very interesting. And so I'm, to be honest with you, I'm a huge conspiracy theorist. So I'm all about conspiracy and it is what it is. And I found it super interesting. So I uploaded those episodes to, obviously my platform. And I think it was six parts, and I did part one and two, part three and four, part five and six, and they were up there for a bit, and they were up on YouTube, and I noticed that they took them off of YouTube and said, oh, you can't put those up there. And so I had to, you know, I appealed those obviously from YouTube, and obviously nothing happened with that. And then I noticed that Spotify had taken them down. So Spotify removed them. So again, here I am sending Spotify an email to, I don't know, I guess I'm being ignorant, right? To think that they're going to reply back to me this time. So I send emails to them. I probably send two emails and then I give up and I say, you know what? I'm just not going to do it. It's obviously not working. They obviously don't care. And it was so odd. Listen, it's the weirdest thing that this company says, you know what, we're going to basically censor his freedom of speech, right? Even if we disagree with it. And I get, look, a lot of people might disagree with things I say, But that's the beauty of it. Like, that's the beauty of being able to grab a microphone, plug it into your computer or your amp or whatever, and record yourself talking to literally nobody, right? And hoping that your audience hears you, and you're speaking your feelings and your opinions and how you feel, right? And what you think about it. And these big companies or big company says, oh no, you don't get to do that. You don't get to speak your mind. You don't get to have an opinion. You have to shut up and follow in line. And I was super discouraged. Like I was very like discouraged when they started taking my episodes down, and it didn't stop there. It didn't stop there. So, you know, they continued to take episodes of mine down. I mean, I've had guests on my podcast, right? I've had a few family members, and then I've had a couple of friends, and we talked about a bunch of stuff. I mean, we talked about mental health, we talked about aliens. I mean, we talked about a whole bunch of stuff, and they took those episodes down. I mean, it's insane. It's insane that they went literally as far as to take those episodes down. Episodes that had nothing to do. It was literally two people sitting at a table inside of my office talking about life or talking about aliens or talking about drinking beer, right? Or talking about, you know, to talk about anything, right? Cars, trucks, whatever. You know what I mean? And they take it down. Nothing offensive. Maybe there's a couple of swear words in there. But I always, when I upload my episodes, I always rate them as explicit, right? Because sometimes I swear, or if there is somebody else on here, they could swear. It's so crazy to me that that's what happened, right? And so moving forward, I thought, I'm not going to stop speaking my mind. I'm not going to stop saying what I want to say. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let somebody dictate how I should or should not say something. So I continued to create episodes and I kept on uploading them, and I stopped checking Spotify for a few months, probably 3 or 4 months. I stopped checking. I was like, I'm not even going to look. And then I go on there one day just to see if there's anything that's happened. And I noticed that my podcast just doesn't even exist within their library of podcasts. You know, if I went in and searched, you know, Nate and Friends, it literally was not even in their library of podcasts anymore. So at this point, Spotify had completely removed my podcast from their platform. This tiny little guy who you know, didn't have a giant following, right? I mean, had a following, but not a giant following, is censored. You know, some guy living in Wisconsin is now being censored for the things that he believes, right? Or the things that he thinks are interesting or his opinions. And they completely removed my podcast 100% and said, that's it. We're just not even, we don't even care. Like, we don't even care. We're just going to completely remove the whole entire thing. So I was so upset. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how pissed off I was that it had just been happening over that year. It was like over a course of 8 months, all of this stuff was happening, and it's like I had no control, I had no power, nothing. And so I did what I thought was maybe right, and that was emailing them again. I know what you're thinking listening right now. You're like, God, this guy's an idiot. Like, this guy is fucking stupid for emailing these people again when they completely ghosted him the first, you know, 15 times that he sent emails or whatever. So I send out an email and I don't get anything back. And so I send out another email, and oddly enough, I actually got a response. Now, I know right now you're probably listening to this and you're like, wow, he actually got a response. But I got a response from Spotify. And basically the response was, your podcast is not removed from Spotify. Your podcast is still on Spotify. And I thought, no, it's not. It's not on. It is not on Spotify whatsoever. My podcast does not exist on this platform. So that's what I emailed back. I emailed back and I said, hey, this podcast does not exist on this platform. It doesn't exist. It just does not exist. And they emailed me back. So we were actually having a conversation at this point, right? So they emailed back and they said, sir, you know, your podcast does exist. Here's the feed. You know, they gave me the whole link and everything to the podcast. And so I'm like, okay, fine. So I click on the link, you know, copy, paste, whatever. And the link takes me to what is supposed to be my podcast page. And guess what? There's no podcast. Podcast doesn't exist. Podcast isn't there. It doesn't exist. It's no longer there. So I'm like, this is, so, you know, I'm telling my wife, I'm like, man, what is going on here? Like, they're telling me it exists. It does not exist. It's not there. There is no podcast. And I went back and forth with Spotify for a week at that time, you know, 7 days, 7 business days, because they didn't respond on the weekend of, hey, it doesn't exist. I don't know where it's at. I want to fix this. We need to fix this. And they email me back and they say, hey, it's your RSS feed. The RSS feed's all messed up and so on and so forth. So I said, okay, fine. Like, this is the game we're going to play. We're going to play this game. So I go back to the company that handles and distributes all my podcast episodes. And I say, hey, you know, I'm, you know, we were taken off of Spotify and they're saying that, you know, it's the RSS feed and that the RSS feed isn't working correctly. And I just want to figure it out. I need to know, what can I do to fix this? How can we, you know, fix this problem with the RSS feed, right? At this point, that's, and that's how I said it. And the company that handles my stuff gets back to me and says, your RSS feed's fine. Everything's being uploaded fine on our end. Everything looks fine. There is no issues whatsoever with your podcast episodes uploading with your RSS feeds. There's no issues. There's no problems. And I thought, okay, this is interesting. So here I am, like, okay, well, now I have to go back to Spotify. So I go back to Spotify and I say, hey, there is no issue. You know, the company that I work with says there's no issue, there's no problems. I need to know what the problem is. I need to know what the deal is. What's the issue? Is it my episodes? What is going on? I get an email back, and again, it's the same response. Your RSS feed is messed up. And at this point, I'm like, man, either they're lying to me or the company that's handling my podcast episodes doesn't know what's going on, or they don't understand, or there is a problem and they're just not fixing it. And I thought, man, okay. So I was like, how do I, you know, so I go back. I go back to the company that I work with and I say, hey, they are saying that it's my podcast, you know, that it's the RSS feed. So what, you know, what can we do? How do we fix it? What do we do? You know, how can we, you know, make this right? And they get back to me and they say, sir, your RSS feed's fine. Right. And so now I'm talking to the company on the phone. This isn't over email. And they're like, dude, your RSS feed's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Everything's working perfect. Everything's fine. There's no issues. And I'm like, great. Awesome. So basically at this point, I'm like, Spotify, remove my podcast. And now they're just playing dumb. So I go back to Spotify and I say, hey, you know, this isn't right. I know you guys removed my podcast. I've spoke with the company that I work with. Everything's fine. The feeds are fine. Everything's being uploaded correctly. And Spotify gets back to me and says that your podcast hasn't been removed, but there has been episodes that have been removed for abusive content. And I said, abusive content? I said, there's nothing abusive about my content. Right. And then I go on to tell them the podcast is no longer in your library. Now, folks, I shit you not. This went on for probably 2 months. I sent a total of probably 50 emails of why my podcast is not in their library and nothing ever happened. So I know that you guys were probably listening for 19 minutes going, oh, my God, at the end of this story, he's going to tell us it's on Spotify. It never came back. It's never on Spotify. But I dealt with that for I don't know how many months that I went back and forth with Spotify trying to figure out what I can do, how to fix the problem, how do you make it right, you know, what do I got to do? And nothing ever came of it. So, you know, it really discouraged me because I thought, man, I can't even speak my mind. I can't voice my opinions and how I feel about anything. And it didn't even matter. Who cares if I voice my opinion and say, I don't I don't like the president of the United States, right? I don't like him. I think that he's an old senile man. I think that he's being controlled. I think that because, and again, these are all things I think, right? I'm not sitting here going, well, this is a fact, right? It is a fact that there's something wrong with the president of the United States. 100%, that's fact, right? He does have something in his brain that's wrong, okay? But everything else is, that's an opinion. This is my opinion, right? It's my constitutional right to say how I feel, right? And speak my opinions, right? I'm a huge conspiracy theorist. Everyone that knows me knows that. I find them interesting. I find conspiracy theories so interesting. And the reason they're interesting is because you look at the theory and then you go, wait a minute. And then you look at what's happening in the world and you go, whoa, this is insane. Like, this is kind of crazy. I'm looking at this theory, right? That's supposed to be a, air quotes, conspiracy. And yet it's very similar to the things that are taking place either in my country or in other countries or the world, right? So, you know, I just, it was so discouraging. And I thought, you know what, if I can't speak my mind, if I can't do that, then I'm just going to take a break, right? I'm going to take a break. And I, you know, I've tried to release the episodes. I've tried to do this and nothing's happening and nothing's working. So I'm just going to take a break and focus on me and focus on my wife and my family. And I did that, right? And I had some personal things that happened. You know, some stuff with me. Everybody that has seen or listened to any of my episodes knows that I suffer from anxiety and I suffer from depression and panic. So I deal with that, those kind of things all the time, right? And I deal with them a lot of times on a weekly, daily basis. I deal with them a lot, right? And they're really personal to me. So, you know, I had some personal stuff and I took care of that, and I'm a normal person. So I have a normal job, and, you know, I just focused on me for a long time. And now, looking at everything that's taken place, looking at the coronavirus, looking at the vaccines, looking at the wars, looking at all the money we've given to other countries, just looking at everything, I thought, man, you know what? I'm going to do another episode, and I'm going to tell them, you know, tell the people why I haven't released any episodes for a very long time, you know, since November of 21. And tell them the story of Spotify and what Spotify and YouTube did to me, just being this small little individual, and what they're doing to everybody else. And I know that everybody has spoken their mind. I know everybody else has said the same thing. But I think it's interesting coming from me because I'm just a little guy, right? I'm not making millions of dollars on this podcast. I'm not making hundreds of thousands of dollars on this podcast. Like, I don't have a ton of, I don't have all these endorsement deals and all these things. So it's like, I don't have all this stuff, right? Like, I don't have all these sponsors. I don't have all this stuff. And yet YouTube and Spotify thought that it was beneficial to them that they remove my podcast from their platform, and also that they, you know, remove content from YouTube. So it's really interesting. And I think this is something people should really be aware of. And I don't think a lot of people are aware of it. I don't think there's enough people speaking out about it. And if people do speak out about it, I feel like the platforms like YouTube or Spotify or whatnot are taking those episodes down so that the general public, who general population who's listening to these episodes, don't even hear it. But it's happening. Like, it happened to me. Like, and it wasn't on a small scale. Like, they completely removed every single episode I ever did from their platform. And YouTube just removed videos. They just removed videos and they don't even care. Like, it's just so crazy to me. And it's so nuts. And it's something that everyone needs to hear. It's something that all of you need to hear, is that it doesn't matter how small you are. If they don't like the content in which you put out, if they don't think that it's beneficial to their platform or beneficial to the way that they want or their politics, then you're done. Then you're done. And it doesn't even matter. You can fight back all you want, right? And I don't have millions of dollars, right, to fight back. I don't have, you know, all this money to say, you know what, I'm going to hire a lawyer and I'm going to fight back on this thing. I don't have all that, right? But I thought that the Constitution and my right to freedom of speech, I thought that mattered. I thought that really mattered, but it doesn't. It does not matter. And I know that a lot of you probably maybe have experienced the same thing when it came to, you know, the coronavirus, and it came to the vaccines and wearing a mask and all of those rules that were implemented and the stay at home and all of this stuff. You know, all of the hundreds of thousands of people that lost their job because of a mandate that has now been obviously repealed. And, you know, these people are like, oh, you're entitled to back pay and they have to give your job back. It's crazy. It's crazy. And, you know, the episodes that got deleted was me saying these exact things. It was me literally on this microphone saying, this is wrong, right? It's 100% wrong. You can't make somebody take a vaccine. You can't make and say, oh, you don't get to go to work if you don't take it, right? That's not okay, right? These people have to feed their families and so on and so forth. And I said, you watch, like, this is either going to come back to bite them and, you know, people are going to start suing, or it's not, and it's going to be total takeover control. And we fortunately were able to come back from that, and people are able getting their jobs back and they are getting back pay. And I think that's fantastic. But I just really feel or felt like I needed to at least put out an episode to, I guess, say, hey, why I haven't dropped something since, you know, 2021, and that moving forward, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start trying to drop an episode every week, one episode, at the very least, talking about whatever, right? Might not be politics, might not be what's going on in the world. To be honest with you guys, it could just be how I'm feeling, right? Just being able to get that off my chest and being able to speak it and put it out into existence. And you know, so there may be episodes that you guys don't want to hear, you know, but hey, it is what it is. And that's the kind of content that I want to put out moving forward. You know, I don't want to move forward with content that is just all about politics and all about the bad stuff that's happening in the world, right? You know, I used to skateboard. I skateboarded for like 10 years and I was pretty good. Well, I like to think I was pretty good. And I have a ton of stories from skateboarding. I come from a really large family. My grandma had 13 kids. And so I have a lot of cousins and they're all kind of crazy, right? They're all just a little crazy, right? We're all just kind of a little bit on the edge in this family. And I have a ton of stories, right? Some that I can't tell and some that I can. And so I don't just want to talk bad, and I don't just want to put out content moving forward that's going to be crappy and junk and you know, it's going to be all just about politics and just about the way of the world. Unfortunately, that is the hot topic right now, you know, especially with what's happening overseas and what's happening in our own country. So there is going to be a lot of those, you know, podcasts. There's going to be a lot of those episodes where I'm talking about Israel, I'm talking about Palestine, or I'm talking about the United States, or I'm talking about these things, right? There's going to be a lot of episodes where I am talking about these things, okay? But there's also going to be a lot of episodes where I'm not talking about those things, and maybe I'm just having a bad day, and I want to talk to you guys, and I want to say, hey, I don't feel good today. I'm not having a good day, and I don't feel good. And you know, I just wanted someone to talk to and getting that off my chest. So there's going to be episodes like that. And, you know, I hope you guys understand. I hope everybody that's listened to this point, you know, I know we're 28 minutes in, but listen to this point. Hope you guys get it. And, you know, I appreciate all of you guys. I appreciate everybody who does listen to this, you know, or has listened to my episodes in the past. I appreciate all you guys. I think you guys are freaking awesome. And I never should have stopped. I should have kept on going. And who gives a shit what Spotify thinks? And who gives a shit if I'm on Spotify or if I'm not on Spotify? Who freaking cares, right? So I just want to say, like, I appreciate everybody. I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate everybody who listens to my episodes, have listened to my past episodes, and will listen to my future episodes. I want to thank you guys literally from the bottom of my heart. And if you guys are listening to this point, again, thank you so, so much. I'm going to start putting out episodes every week. Again, they won't just be about politics or the way of the world. It could be about a ton of different stuff. Right. I appreciate all you guys so much. And That's just a little bit of what has happened, why I haven't put something out. But again, I appreciate you guys. I don't know. I don't know how many times I've said it. I've probably said it, what, 7 times now? I've said, oh, I appreciate you guys. But I do. I appreciate all you guys so much. Thank you guys for listening to this episode, and I will catch you guys on the next one.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with 2 tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeets.com, code DEAL.